I'm Dan Klefstad. The new Illinois House Speaker wants another shot at moving the state to a graduated income tax system. Voters rejected a ballot measure in November that would have moved Illinois from its current flat tax to one where wealthy people are taxed at a higher rate. Democratic Speaker Chris Welch says supporters should tie the new revenue to a specific expense, like the state's underfunded pensions.
If we don't change that flat tax structure, we're going to be talking about this again in 5 years. We're going to be talking about it again in 10 years, 15 years. We know what the problem is, and Illinois needs to create new revenue.
Welch did not address his predecessor's connection to a major corruption scandal, but he suggested voters rejected the proposal because they don't trust Springfield politicians. In other news, Governor J.B. Pritzker championed new criminal justice and police reforms during a stop in Champaign Wednesday. Dana Cronin has more.
House Bill 3653 is groundbreaking in its wide-ranging nature. It includes ending the cash bail system, which opponents argue disproportionately affects people of color. The law also requires that all police officers wear body cams by 2025 and bans police chokeholds, among other police reforms. Speaking from the University of Illinois College of Law, Governor Pritzker dismissed criticism of the law, including the allegation that it was rushed through during the lame duck session.
We've already seen some opponents of this law spread untruths and promote political fear-mongering. But the changes that will be brought about by this new law will bring more justice and more fairness to many who have so often been forgotten.
The bill was backed by the Illinois Legislative Black Caucus and approved by the Illinois General Assembly last month. I'm Dana Cronin.
Meanwhile, Pritzker says the state expects to receive up to 100,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccine daily by mid-March. Capital News Illinois reports that's counting the already approved vaccines. It does not include an expected dosage spike if the FDA approves the Johnson & Johnson vaccine this week. Pritzker would not predict when the state can progress from Phase 4 of reopening to Phase 5. Entering Phase 5 is dependent on a widely available vaccine or treatment or the end of the virus's spread. And the Illinois Attorney General joined 30 of his counterparts in urging the FCC to help pay for internet for students learning remotely. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. Two people killed after their vehicle turned into the path of a moving train in Pulaski County Tuesday have been identified. Illinois State Police say they are 76-year-old Lanny Stocky and 74-year-old Betty Stocky, both from Carmi. Troopers say a preliminary investigation shows the vehicle driven by Mr. Stocky was turning west from Highway 51 onto a private drive at McIntosh Lane in Pulaski County late Tuesday morning. Stocky pulled onto a rail crossing directly in the path of a northbound CN railroad train. The train struck the vehicle and pushed it approximately a half a mile before coming to a stop. The Stockies were both pronounced dead at the scene by the Pulaski County coroner. Governor J.B. Pritzker says one in seven Illinoisans have received the first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. He says about 58,000 doses are administered each day in Illinois, but that could soon increase.
Based on public commitments from the White House and from vaccine manufacturers as of today, Illinois expects to receive an average of at least 100,000 doses per day by mid-March, meaning that we're getting closer and closer to widespread availability that we all want.
And the governor says if the Johnson & Johnson version of the vaccine is approved later this week, states are being told they will see a 20% increase in doses by the end of March. For WSIU News, I'm Leah Lerner.